Hi, I'm Ann DeLisi, and this is The Secret Ingredient. Well, this week, Detroit Free Press restaurant critic Lindsay Green reveals the Detroit Free Press Metro Detroit Chevy dealer's 10 best new restaurants, and today she discusses five of them that made her top 10 list. Okay, Lindsay, here we are. We're going to start with your top 10 restaurants, and we're going to get to the bottom five, so 6 to 10, and we're going to start with number 10.
All right, so at 10, we've got Willow. It's a speakeasy in downtown Detroit. We've got Lisa behind the bar. She is sort of spearheading the cocktails program there. And the concept here, you know, it's a Black-owned cocktail bar. And so the concept here really is just an ode to Black culture and Black history. And so you'll see these really beautiful photos on the walls of Motown legends. You've got this really beautifully framed photo of Marvin Gaye in there. There's a really cool faux willow tree that kind of billows out of the bar, which is really nice. It's twinkling with really pretty lights. And like I said, Lisa is creating these cocktails that are inspired by Black culture. So you'll see things like there's a peach tree cocktail on the menu that's so delicious. It's this sort of sweet, creamy, just wonderfully made cocktail that is very spirit forward. What Lisa's doing is very spirit forward and very, they're just quality drinks. Mm-hmm. And so that one is a really exciting place to check out.
All right, number 9.
Yeah, so we've got Dragonfly at number 9. They're in the Milwaukee Junction neighborhood in Detroit. They've got a lot going on at Dragonfly, which is why I feel like they needed to be included here. So not only do they have a great bar program, they're serving cocktails that have a little bit of an Asian flavor. There's kind of an Asian influence that you'll see throughout the menu there. But what's also special about them is that they're one of the only cocktail bars in town that really focus on non-alcoholic cocktails. You'll see at other places that there's maybe one option or a couple options, or you can make a spirit-forward drink non-alcoholic. They've got a dedicated space to non-alcoholic cocktails, which in our area, I think is really important. We've got a huge population of people who don't drink, so that's pretty important. They're also doing some really cool pop-ups that they have that are ongoing, and it gives an opportunity for their clientele. You know, Dragonfly shares a space or sort of next door to Freya, which was one of our best restaurants of last year and most celebrated just in general. And so they've got that fine dining feel at Freya. And at Dragonfly, they give this sort of neighborhood feel, and it gives an opportunity for a clientele to experience pop-up restaurants like Fried Chicken and Caviar, which had a residency there last year. Shell Shock Tacos, which is a Black-owned taqueria, had the opportunity to pop up in that space. And so it just is a really great experience at Dragonfly.
Okay, what came in at number 8?
At number 8, we have The Upright. So it's another cocktail bar that is adjacent to a restaurant. We've got Oak and Reel, which opened in 2020, and they're right upstairs from The Upright. So this is another speakeasy. You'll have to go through Oak and Reel to get to The Upright. And once you get there, it's this really dimly lit, beautifully designed space that's very cool. It's pretty small, so it's very intimate. But you're getting these really serious, clean cocktails that are just so well executed, which is why this one tops the 3 cocktail bars that we have on this list. You get things like a Sazerac, which is really delicious, and it's really cool the way the bar manager serves this one. So typically, you know, you'll get a shot of absinthe with a Sazerac. This one takes it a step further and serves a whole nother absinthe cocktail with the Sazerac. It's called A Death in the Afternoon. And so you get this really cool palate cleanser. So that's just an example of how they're just taking things a step further at The Upright.
Okay, now what came in at number 7?
At number 7, again, this is another new category. So we have an emerging chef. Her name is Jasmine Evans. And she runs Indigo Culinary Company, which is a pop-up in predominantly in Detroit, but also just in Metro Detroit. What Jasmine is doing is so special, and I really believe that it is such a privilege to have Jasmine in the Detroit area. She is doing something really special where she is not only cooking really great foods, but she is focused on preserving Afro-Atlantic foodways, and so she's pairing her dishes with storytelling. So her role is sort of a hybrid. She really doesn't even like to be called a chef. She's a cook. She's a griot. She's a preserver of culture. She's a farmer. She also is one half of the duo that runs the Joy Project, which is sort of a farm garden kind of concept in the Milwaukee Junction neighborhood in Detroit. And so she's serving these foods and has the opportunity to share experiences from her travels to Africa with Michael Twitty, who's a James Beard Award-winning author and cultural historian, and so, or I should say culinary historian. And so for her to be able to bring those experiences back to diners during her Indigo Culinary pop-ups is just such a privilege for us that, I mean, I can't explain it any other way.
Okay, Lindsay, that brings us to number six and the last one for today's segment. And what came in at number six?
So at number six, we've got Best New Pop-Up, which is also a new category, and it goes to Park Ranger. Park Ranger has been probably the most buzzed about pop-up in this past year. John Jelinek is the chef who runs Park Ranger, and he's been running it out of the former Bunny Bunny space near Eastern Market. On Monday nights, he's also done a pop-up at Barda. And the whole concept behind Park Ranger is drawing from John's experience growing up in northern Michigan, where he would, you know, go camping and he would forage and he would fish with his dad and he would make these dishes just off of a wood fire. It's his most, you know, his earliest connection to cooking was just cooking off of an open fire.
Right.
And so he brings that to Park Ranger, and the dishes are just phenomenal.
Okay, Lindsay, before we sign off here, let's recap the list one more time. At number 10 was?
Willow.
At number 9?
Dragonfly.
Number 8?
The Upright.
Number 7?
Jasmine Evans.
And number 6?
Park Ranger.
Yes, Park Ranger. So tomorrow we're going to look at the top five, and then later in the week we're going to look at the restaurant of the year. Thank you so much, Lindsay. We'll be talking with you tomorrow.
Thank you. I can't wait to share it.
Tomorrow on Culture Shift, Lindsay Green shares her top five restaurants in Metro Detroit. You can read more about her best restaurant picks at freep.com/ROY. For WDET, I'm Andalisi.